Hi guys, Melanie here. Welcome to another episode of She Goes Digital. So in the past, when I was working with entrepreneurs building their funnels, what I've been asked most of the time is which funnel works? And I got that question so many times. People wanted to know actually what works on the market, whereas what you want to be wondering if actually you have your business right now and you're trying to find a way to get leads, to get clients, and you don't know how to attract people. What you want to think about is what is the funnel that works for you? And what I mean by that is basically it's not... So when I talk about funnel, by the way, it's basically the process for you to take a total stranger into a customer. So there are so many ways to do this. And if you want to know a bit more about what funnel is, look at my other podcast episode called What is a Sales Funnel? And so, yeah, many entrepreneurs are looking for the next or the last actually best way to get clients, whereas they should be, at least according to me, looking at what works for them as a person. So when you are a solopreneur and you are looking for a strategy to get clients, what you want to look at is what worked in the past. What worked in the past? So what worked in the past for me when I got clients? Is it that Facebook worked? I was posting every day and I was getting clients out of it. Is it that I organized conferences and I got clients out of it? Is it that I sent emails and it worked for me? So have a look in the past of how you attracted those clients and what actually worked for you. And that's very, very powerful. So many entrepreneurs say that they don't know how to attract clients. They don't know what is the strategy, like what is the best strategy to attract clients, where actually they already know how to attract them for themselves. But they just don't want to focus on what actually worked in the past. And they want to have new strategies, new things, and, you know, use the new tools out there. But there's no need to use the new tools out there if there's already something that is working for you. So have a look at that and tell me actually how this works if you actually go back to it. Now, there is a thing where you go back to what worked in the past. Sometimes you just got exhausted of doing it. And that's where, you know, like probably you got exhausted and you're like, I don't want to do it anymore. And you start to have the shiny object syndrome and start to get into different tools, different strategies. So that can happen. And if that's the case, what you want to start doing is actually delegating the whole thing. Or you want to look at what is it that is working for you now? What is it that is actually exciting you now? And whatever excites you, whatever you love doing, you love creating content on TikTok, or you love creating content on Instagram, you love doing reels, you love to just, you know, do stories on your Instagram, then do more of that. Just do that and just focus on it. And that's it. So either you go back to it and delegate, or you just do more of what you love doing. And but the thing is, most people don't do that because they don't believe that it's going to work and they don't believe that it's going to generate them clients. But I'm telling you, if you focus on this and you have your strong, you know, like strong business foundations, if you don't, then go back to my podcast episode about business foundations. But if you do and you actually do more of the platform that you love actually posting on, then you're going to get clients for sure. And also go back to my episode on how to, like what to post on social media. So that's actually, you know, something that people don't want to do because they don't want to focus on just one strategy. They think that most of the time you have to be doing 10 different strategies in order to get clients. But this is not the way it is, I'm telling you. Like, for having worked with a lot of entrepreneurs, most of the ones who were actually doing 10,000 things, either they got exhausted, they got burned out, and most of the time they just got lost on what to do. And they wake up in the morning, they just don't know what to focus on, they just don't know what to do. So just focus on one platform, the one you love, the one you love speaking on, or the one you love writing on, and just do that. So once you have your go-to platform, what you want to do is to convert the clients that are like the potential clients into appointments. And how do you do that? Well, you want to provide free value. So same, when you provide free value, use your go-to thing. So that means that if you love doing videos and you force yourself writing an ebook, it's not going to work. That's the thing. And also, if you love doing videos but you're not fully ready for it, or you're not, you know, like you feel stressed when you are doing it, or you're not, you know, like you don't feel you're so great at it, don't do it. Don't do it. But if you love doing videos and, you know, and you have people telling you how they love your videos, then do that, right? So focus on the thing that you're great at and that you love doing. It's a mix of both. So whether it's doing videos, whether it's writing, then use that. And if it's videos, there's so many ways you can actually give free value, free content in your funnel. And one way would be to do a video series, a series of, let's say, 3 videos that can be given either in a online funnel or in an email series. It could be as well one full-on video, depending if you like to basically go into details into things, or you like short content. But if you like going into details, I highly recommend you do a full-on training of like 30 to 40 minutes and explain actually to people why they should, you know, do this or that in order to achieve what they want to achieve, right? And if it's writing, so many ways you can write posts on your social media and redirect them into a free ebook. You can redirect them into a free report, anything that would actually be written, an extract of a book that you've written, anything like that. So you choose your platform, then you redirect them to some free content, so that basically it will build trust between you and them. And then once you've provided value, a lot of value, then you want to actually suggest them to get in touch with you, but only when you've provided enough value to create trust, if that makes sense. The same way, like if you meet someone at an event, you wouldn't say, hey, okay, I'm John, let's book a meeting, right? First, you're going to talk, you're going to provide value, you're going to listen to them, you're going to probably give them a few advice or whatsoever, and then you're going to tell them, oh, okay, you know what, maybe let's go for a coffee next time, right? So same thing, you want to do the same the exact same thing online, if that makes sense. And once you've taken the appointment, then it will be all about basically converting this appointment into a client. And same, the appointment, you want to take it online. If you are more comfortable doing it online, you want to do it live, if like going for a real coffee in a coffee shop, if you feel more comfortable talking to people live. So you really have to design your own funnel according to you and what you feel comfortable doing, and then things will flow so much better. All right, guys, I hope this helps. If you have any questions, feel free to message me on Instagram, mel_nomadlife, or on my Facebook, Mel DP. Talk to you soon.